His German family wanted him brought up in Germany and sent him to the school they had founded at Schloss Salem in Baden-Württemberg. But Hitler's rise to power put paid to that. Philip followed the Jewish headmaster, Kurt Hahn, to Scotland, where he founded a new school, Gordonston, with a forthright philosophy and the motto, "More is in you than you think." As a schoolboy, Philip was often naughty, though never nasty. He developed a strong sense of public duty and a taste for speed. He excelled at sports and learned to sail, often being given the job of galley cook, as he seemed immune to seasickness. At 18, he went on to Dartmouth Naval College in the south of England, where he was named best cadet. When the Second World War broke out, that same year, he sailed to Colombo and joined a lumbering battleship escorting convoys of Australian troop ships bound for Egypt. On board, Philip passed some of his time filling out Admiralty Form S-519, Journal for Use of Junior Officers, a ruggedly bound volume with marbled endpapers. The entries reveal a passion for technicalities and a waywardness with spelling. Hitler's Axis allies are consistently Italiens. Boys, the floating device, pop up with the vowels mixed up. He writes misstakes and except. On the title page, he signed his name Philip, Prince of Greece. The men called him Pog. In the evenings, he was captain's doggy, and one of his duties was to make the cocoa. Only after Italy's invasion of Greece in June 1940 did Philip begin to see any action, and when it came, it was dramatic. His ship, HMS Valiant, was at the centre of the battle that destroyed the Italian navy. Philip was mentioned in dispatches and emerged from the war one of the youngest first lieutenants. In Buckingham Palace, the teenage Princess Elizabeth kept a photograph on her dressing table of the bearded young officer serving in her father's navy. He bore a striking resemblance to her grandfather, King George V.